challenge yourself. Can you do just a little bit of this? You don't have to take on all of it. And that will slowly but surely change the way that you're doing your grocery shopping. Okay.
Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Hey there, friend. So you're juggling a million things at once, trying to balance the chaos of life and work, are ya? Getting people out the door on time, not dropping the ball, feeding all the humans and washing all the things. I get it, and I'm here to help make your life a whole lot easier. But the big question is, where do you start and what system do you need most? Introducing to you the Overwhelmed to Organized Quiz, a 60-second game-changing quiz that will transform your life and provide you with the action plan you've been searching all over the internet for. Picture this: more productivity, more time for you, less stress, and a personalized system designed for the exact struggles you are facing right now. Never mind scrolling through hundreds of podcast episodes looking for where to begin. I have the exact get started guide you need. If you're ready to go from overwhelmed to organized, then head over to chelseajoe.co/quiz and get started with the 60-second quiz that will unlock the secrets to reclaiming your time and finding balance like never before. With just a minute of your time, you're going to immediately receive a custom-made system that fits your unique needs. No more chaos, friend. No more juggling all the things. Just streamlined success with a solid plan on action that creates results. But wait, there's more. This quiz is packed with juicy resources to support you every single step of the way. I'm talking detailed steps crafted just by me, and a special curated podcast playlist that you're not going to find anywhere else. Every single step you need of my signature systems delivered straight to your inbox to keep you motivated and on track. So, what are you waiting for? Head over to chelseajoe.co/quiz to get access to the number one system you need to start on your journey and going from overwhelmed to organized today. I have a very special place in my heart for budgeting and for budgets, not because I love managing money, but because I love a good system. Let's be real. And my budgeting system is incredible. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. Over the years of creating and testing out a lot of different budgets, I've learned a lot about spending, especially after getting married and having kids. The one thing that I know is that for sure is that we have complete control over a lot of our spending. One of those areas is our grocery bill. It's what we spend on food, from eating out to what you put in the shopping cart and bring home. And that is why we're going to be talking about it today. I do want to let you know that having a little issue with the voice, so please, I'll probably edit out anything that's too terrible, but you're just going to have to deal with raspy man voice today. Yes, it's still me, Chelsea Joe, here on the other side of the mic. It just doesn't quite sound like it today. With that being said, we're actually going to keep it really to the point today so that I can preserve all that I have left of my voice. So here's the deal. You really can save a ton of money just by doing these three things. So I have outlined three really incredible ways for you to save money on your grocery bill, which inevitably ends up impacting your entire budget. So if you are taking notes, which I highly recommend, you're just going to put three main areas. So leave a little room to write in between each of these. I'm going to go in order. You can pick whichever one of these. You don't have to do one or the other. They're all really great. I will say the easiest way
to get results here is by going straight to number one. So number one way, and I'm going to talk a lot about like what this means. So don't just take it at face value. Listen into everything and every part of each one of these steps, because, you know, there's different facets to it, and you can take this and run with it, or you can just kind of dabble in each of these. Okay. So there's layers and there's depth to all three of the different ways that we're going to be talking about you reducing how much money you spend on groceries. So number one is planning. Of course, I'm going to say that. You probably knew that this was coming, but here's what I mean. There's a couple different things that I want you to plan out before you ever even get to the grocery store. You're like, I don't go to the grocery store. I order on the computer. And I will say that is like a huge bonus and a huge side conversation to talk about. But let's just assume that either going in person or shopping online, I want you to not only plan your meals for the week, but hear me out. I want you to just get really good at planning your week in general. So if you're not doing my time management system, my 5-block method, my fundamental needs, that is a great place to start. Here's why we start there, even though we're just talking about a grocery list, because you have to know what you're doing. You could go and you could plan out 5 meals for the week, Monday through Friday, and none of them actually align with what you have on the calendar, and you won't cook any of that food. Most of it will get thrown away. It'll get wasted. You'll throw it in the freezer. It'll get freezer burned. You'll never pull it back out. And not only did you spend money on groceries, but now you're going out to eat too. It's like a whole thing that you can completely avoid just by planning your week and knowing like what's in the Google calendar. What time am I actually getting to my PM block so I can start all of our routine stacks that stack on top of each other? One of those things being your dinner routine, right? Obviously, we also need to talk about planning your meals. Okay, so these two things go hand in hand. You want to reduce your grocery list, you need to be planning out your meals. They should really line up with what you've got going on that week in order to set yourself up for success. And I will tell you that I have an incredible system that you can learn right off of the blog and right here on the podcast. So most of our, almost all, not all of them yet, but almost every single podcast episode has a companion blog to go with it, which is incredible. So I've linked down in the show notes, it's actually episode 8, but I've linked it over to the blog because I love how it's written out on the blog. It's absolutely super duper helpful. And it's my menu board meal planning system. If you hang out over on the blog long enough, a little thing's going to pop up and it's going to invite you completely for free to enter in your name and email address. And you'll get my meal planning cards that you can download, which is really cool. So that is the menu board meal planning system that I encourage you to use. Okay. And the last thing that I'm going to talk about here within this first real kind of meaty way, and like I said, you can really sink your teeth into this and not only change your budget, but like truly change your life just by doing what's here in number one, but also is to write a grocery list. So you might have those meal plans and head to the grocery store, but without a list, either way, even if you're shopping online, because I've done this a few times now, I've shopped online as well, you still need a list. I love the online stores that allow you to save your lists, and then you can just rebuy your list and add a few extra things, but you still need to have a list of what you need to complete those meals that you planned for this week. Here's the second way that you can reduce your grocery bill every single week is by buying your staples in bulk. Now, no, you're not going to go buy staples in bulk every single week unless you do it on a rotation. But I highly recommend doing this once or twice a month, depending on how far away you live from Costco or anywhere else where you can get bulk items. Because for me right now, I'm learning how to do this and it does save you money. Here's what you need to know about it. You've got to learn how to process bulk foods, especially if you don't have a large family. Got a large family, you're probably buying in bulk just to feed them. I'm talking 5+ kids. Now, if you're under that, like I have 2, when we buy in bulk, like it goes bad if I don't preserve it the right way, you know? And I've been dreaming of this for a really long time, and I slowly but surely, I'm not doing this perfectly and 100% right now, but I've seen a huge reduction in our grocery bill. So yes, we put money aside to make sure that we have a $200, $250 like Costco budget. And then we have one for meat too, because I buy my meat in bulk from farmers that are part of a co-op online. So all the animals have spent nearly their entire life on grass in the sun. Obviously not on rainy days, right? But I really care about where our meat has been farmed, and I buy it in bulk. I get a huge box of it, and it's a couple $100, but it's the meat that we need for the whole month. So I looked at that and I broke that down into four, and I compared that to what it would be like for me to just one-off buy my meat every weekend, and it was substantially cheaper. Same thing with everything else. Literally everything else. The hard part is, like I just mentioned, learning how to process these bulk items. So here's what I want you to know. If you don't, this right here that we're talking about buying your staples in bulk, I'm not talking about just like go out and buy all the snacks and whatever, which you can do, and that's great. What I really want you to be thinking about right now are your staples. What are the core things that your family's eating all the time? What are the core grains? What are the core proteins? And what are your core fruits and vegetables? Those are the things that I want you buying in bulk. And maybe it's applesauces, right? Like we've got, for sure, applesauces, and we're still feeling out what kind of bar, and like a certain couple kind of crackers. That's great. Are your non-perishables, for sure. And definitely these little coconut covered dark chocolate things that, like, they're tiny and they just hit the spot in the right way. They're called Unreal. That's what they're called. They're called Unreals, and they have them at Costco, and I'm obsessed with them. Anyhow, more on that here in just a minute. Okay. So here's what I want you to know. It doesn't matter where you're at in this process. You do not have to have a deep freezer. Like you don't have, it doesn't have to be this big thing. What I really want you to hear and take away from this is that you can even batch food for 2 weeks and learn to keep it fresh in your fridge. So there's different levels to learning how to process bulk food, like a ginormous bag of carrots. How do we keep a ginormous bag of carrots fresh instead of buying these little miniaturized packs of baby carrots, which I promise you, side note, four real carrots dug up out of the ground that are organic, and you peel them and cut them. They're the sweetest thing on the planet. My kids won't touch a baby carrot for the life of them at this point, because I've gotten them so hooked on like an actual carrot. It's the sweetest thing. You should really fill me out on this and just try it. I know they'll get over it when they taste them. They taste so much better. Anyway, that's one of the things that I've been learning is like, okay, I'm going to buy these carrots in bulk. How do we make them last for a really long time? And carrots are a staple, not only for snacking. We actually love ours with peanut butter. I love it way more than apples with peanut butter. I use them in a lot of soups. I chop them up very finely. If you have a food processor or like a high quality blender, even better. I put it in with all of my ground beef. I put it in my bone broths. I put it in my soups, my stews. I shred them and I make coleslaw out of them, carrot salad. If you've gone down the hormone detoxing rabbit hole like me, liver detoxing rabbit hole like me, right? So there's so many different things that we've been using carrots for. And so I was like, okay, it's time to buy bulk. So it was little things like that that I started out with that I want to encourage you to start out with as well. Like just Google, like, can I freeze cheese? You absolutely can. And you can get bulk cheese. There's a lot of different things that you can freeze, okay? There's also a lot of really great tips for how to keep your berries and your greens super fresh in your fridge for up to 2 weeks, and they just don't go bad on you. Challenge yourself. Can you do just a little bit of this? You don't have to take on all of it. And that will slowly but surely change the way that you're doing your grocery shopping. Okay, let's look at the last but not least, the third way that you can save money on your groceries every single week. This one is my favorite, my absolute favorite. It's not what you would expect, and it's been a game changer. I want you to create your do not buy list. Like, absolutely hard no, I'm not buying it. Do not buy. Everybody's gonna have a different do not buy list. And here's what made me think of this. Every single time I go to the grocery store, I am looking at what other people are buying. I'm weird. Especially at Costco and sometimes at Target. Mainly at Target because I want to see what they have in case I need it. And at Costco, I'm just fascinated by Costco and like the amount of like stuff that comes in and out of that store. It's fascinating to me. And I kept seeing the things that people were buying in there. And I was like, they don't need to buy any of that. Like, you don't need to buy any of it. And I can't help but think at how much money you could save simply by not buying certain things. So I have my own do not buy list, and I'm going to share it with you. Like, this is my hardcore do not buy list right now. And I'm slowly but surely adding to it, which I love. I love so much. Here's one thing that I want to put on my do not buy list, but I haven't done it yet, and it's bread. I'm not in the place where I can make my own bread. So here's what your do not buy list needs to consist of. It's things that you can reuse at home or make at home by yourself. Okay. So we're looking at what are things that I could reuse or something that I could make at home and like cook it or make it myself, or that we just like flat out don't need. That's also on the list. Like, I'm drawing a hard line. My family doesn't need this anymore. We are not buying it. Okay. So you can go through my list and like think in your brain, is this a, we don't need it, or we can reuse something that we already have, or it's something that I can make at home. Okay, so here's the first several. Plates, forks, paper towels, napkins, and cleaning wipes. That's five things that you should never, and I mean you should never, put in your cart again. Plates, like paper plates, forks, knives, spoons, like plastic cutlery. Unless you're having like a massive party, obviously, but I'm talking about your weekly grocery shopping. Paper towels, don't ask. No, you probably will. We use linens. We use napkins, paper napkins, towels. If somebody makes a ginormous spill, I've got a bucket of towels in the pantry. It says spill towels on them. We wash them. We reuse them. We literally, when I got a dog, I got one pack of paper towels because there's a lot of poop and pee. And that was a thing. And you're like, but wait, there's a lot of messes at my house. I need paper towels. I have a lot of messes at my house too, but like the dog poop and pee was a different situation. And that has, we're literally on our last roll and he's almost, I think he's like 8 months old, 8 or 9 months old. So you see, we made them stretch for a really long time. That's how long they lasted us. So napkins, we use cloth napkins. Like wet wipes or cleaning wipes, I just use a cloth and my all-purpose spray. Here's a couple other things. Ziploc bags, hard no. I get one like variety pack for a year. It lasts me an entire year. I do like to have them on hand, but I've reduced this down to like hardly anything. I mean, it's substantial. And we did just buy them. And the thing is whenever I buy them, I find myself leaning on them instead of using what I have and getting really creative with my silicone bags and my glass containers or my Tupperwares or whatever you have, your storage containers that you can wash and reuse. And I just start leaning on them. We blow through them. I don't have any more. And then I'm so grossed out by the amount of plastic, what it tastes like on my food, the research, the chemicals, what it's leaching into your food, and then also just the amount of trash that it's causing and that we're throwing away. I get it. They're convenient. I know, but this is something that I'm committed to just not even buying, and it has seriously reduced my grocery bill. Okay, here's a few other things. Soda, That's a hard, my family doesn't even need it. Done. Bye. We don't need it at all. We don't need any of it. We don't need the LaCroix that we buy, but my husband loves them. And so we made room for it in the budget. But we don't need them. But he definitely loves those. Here's another thing that I'm committed to not buying is any kind of like breakfast muffin. I'm officially making these at home on my own. Really happy about that. Foil, also don't buy foil. I don't buy foil. I'm not telling you not to. I don't buy foil. I've had one roll that's lasted me forever. And I just started buying the reusable silicone tray liners for the oven. And they are incredible. And then anything that I would want to put tin foil on top of to seal, I just put it in a container that has its own lid. Okay, let's look at some food and then we'll wrap up. Here's three things that I really recommend you not putting in your shopping cart and purchasing every week. One is pre-cut fruit. This is a great way to save money. I've noticed that of all the things that you can buy prepped for you, fruit is the most expensive. And it also goes bad a lot quicker. It has the potential of getting contaminated and growing bacteria very quickly as well. So for those reasons, that's out. Also pre-cut veggies. Look, I'm all about buying pre-cut broccoli. Save yourself time where you need to. Pick and choose from this list, okay? But there's some veggies that I'm like my carrots, right? And I'm trying. I'm like, you know what? This week I'm going to buy my own heads of broccoli. Next week I'm going to get it in the back. And so it's just a process, right? And then the last thing are treats. I try really hard to look and say, look, we've already got four different things that are considered treats for this week. We don't need to put any in the cart this week at all. And so I'm always looking at what is on my do not buy list, right along with everything that is actually on my list as well. And then the last thing that we talked about today is just buying in bulk. I hope these three things really do help you to save money on your groceries every single week, because heaven knows there are so many necessary things that we're trying to put our money to. And with a little bit of time and a little bit of intention, you can make that money go a long way. Thanks for being here, friend. Hope to meet you back here real soon for another episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, hey girl, let's do this together. Text this episode to your best friend or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.